Eurosport, the home of cycling.
If you've ever been to one of the races in Flanders, you'll have recognised that sound. It's the jingle for a watch manufacturer which sponsors many of the races, and shortly before the riders are due to arrive, a car comes past playing it. It can mean only one thing. The Tour of Flanders is coming. In Belgium, they start looking forward to the next Tour of Flanders more or less as soon as the champion has stepped off the podium. The 364-day build-up intensifies in the early part of the spring with the races that precede it, but there is one that stands head and shoulders above all the rest, De Ronde. It's the youngest of the five monuments, started in 1913 by a newspaper, as so many of the top races were. The 2016 edition is the 100th. 68 of the 99 wins so far have gone to Belgian riders, and if a non-Belgian wins this year, it will be the fourth in a row without a home win, and that's the joint longest run in the event's history. Fabian Cancellara, who's riding for the last time, is one of six riders with a record three Tour of Flanders titles to his name. The other current rider on three wins is Tom Bonen, who, unlike Cancellara, is not planning to retire just yet. Bonen's spring classic season looked to be in doubt when he crashed at the Abu Dhabi Tour in October. Initially, he was told he'd be off the bike for 6 months, but his injuries have healed more quickly.
Yeah, it depends which doctor you talk to. The first doctors in Abu Dhabi, the first specialist that I saw, they said like 6 months no bike. That's the first thing they said to me. But then, you know, you talk to some other guys, and the evolution of an athlete always goes a little bit faster than with somebody else. But it's not a fracture or anything you can really put a date on. So that was the most annoying thing for me the first few weeks. Normally you're used to, okay, they say 3 weeks, 6 weeks, it's healed or it's not healed. It will hurt a little bit, but it gets better. This is something you really have to wait and see how it goes. And the first rides I did, I was doing 2-hour rides, came back at home and just slept for the rest of the day. I was so sick and tired, and it was really something annoying. But then from one day on the other, it started to get better. And then really on 1 week, it got much better. And from the first training camp, I could train normal. And that's already, for me, it's a good thing that I can do something, because sitting at home and waiting is not something that I like.
Bonen's rivalry with Cancellara has characterised the cobbled classics for the best part of a decade. But the Belgian is not planning to offer his opponent a farewell party.
For him, it will be a special season. I hope it'd be more special for me if I win a classic. But yeah, I know Fabian has his life, and I have mine. I think he made his mind up that it's all over. I've thought about it a few times. Like, it's nice to think about not riding your bike anymore and eat and get fat, but I like to ride my bike, and I like to stay skinny as well.
So, what awaits the riders on Sunday? 255 kilometres from Bruges to Oudenaarde, 18 climbs, 10 of them cobbled, and another one of them partly cobbled. The first of those climbs, the Col de Quaremont, is tackled twice more, and it's the second passage, which comes with 54 kilometres to go, that really kicks off the action. They will also tackle the fearsome Koppenberg and the Pattersberg, which they hit twice. And there are also seven sections of flat cobblestones. The new course, which was introduced in 2012 with this circuit that goes over the Quaremont, Koppenberg and Pattersberg, has arguably made the race tougher. But the elements that really make it tough are the weather. It could be rainy, it could be windy. Here's defending champion Alexander Kristoff, who missed Gent-Wevelgem at the weekend because of illness, on what it takes to win.
For me, I like the way I won Flanders. I think the win was more beautiful the way I won it. Flanders is a long race, but it's more hard earlier. It's hard almost all day. So with the fight for every cobble section and climb makes everybody tired. And you see usually it's a little bit smaller pack earlier than in San Remo, where it's a big pack coming into Cipressa. He actually never did the whole course. It was the first year we did the laps I started to do Flanders. So for me, this is the normal course. But I race a lot, you know, when you race Harlebeek and all these other races. Also, Het Nieuwsblad and Kuren, you do the same climbs. So maybe do it a little bit different order, but at the end you know the roads really well when you do the other races.
Do you have a favorite climb and a least favorite one?
Sure, but I don't want to mention, then maybe somebody will attack me.
You can tell me your favorite then in that case.
Yeah, but then they will not wait for this one, so I will not.
Christoph broke away with Nicky Terpstra quite early on.
Yeah, it was off top of Kreuzberg after runs there, so it's a little bit early, maybe. Everybody's waiting for Quarmont, which usually is the hardest point. Nobody really wants to go too deep there. Yeah, it was a good place to attack. And I remember I read about Bonn some days before, talked about this point, and yeah, I didn't pay too much attention, but thinking too much about it. But yeah, when I saw Terpstra going there, I was thinking, okay, why not? And I was actually thinking some guys would come up to us in Quarmont, like Stibar and Thomas almost did. So I was prepared for this happening, you know. But at the end, they didn't come. And yeah, it was only me and Terpstra. So yeah, the less guys, the better it is.
As one of the best sprinters, it was a surprise that Christoph risked attacking rather than wait for the finish.
Usually, for me, that's fine. I just want to survive, and if it comes a group, it's fine for me. I can sprint from this group and still manage to have a chance for win. But last year when I won, I knew Terpstra is strong. I was actually with him the year before also chasing. So yeah, it was a little bit by luck, and I had it also a little bit in my mind and on the radar. So I saw he was moving, and I went on his wheel, and yeah, he went away. And I was fully committed, because you never know in this how the legs are at the end there. Even if I'm a sprinter, still, if I get a cramp, I cannot sprint. You don't want too many competitors there. I knew Sagan and Greg was on the way up, so for sure I was committed 100% not to let them come up. But I know Greg and Sagan is fast guys also, and suddenly they are faster after 260 kilometers. So going full gas actually with Terpstra, and at the end he was the guy who was slowing down a bit.
At the finish, the pressure was perhaps on Christoph, because he fully expected to be faster than Terpstra. Terpstra knew this and made the Norwegian ride on the front from a long way out, more than a kilometer.
Yeah, but then I was not leading 100% anymore. I knew I heard, or here on radio, we still have some time to play, and so I was doing like medium, and so I still can sprint. And I was pretty confident. I felt quite good. And also when you can slow down a little bit in the end, then for sure I can sprint better also. It was, I think, maybe almost like a little bit benefit for me that we were not going full gas into the sprint, and I get a little bit recovered just before I gonna sprint, and that would help me.
So you weren't getting frustrated with Terpstra or thinking of flicking the elbow?
Sure, you are frustrated, but and I understand him,
he has to do what he has to do as well.
Sure, he wants also to win, and his main big difference to win or be second. But again, if the two other guys come back, he can end up fourth suddenly, you know, you never know. I was trying to convince him he should go with me, and then for sure he will be on podium.
The Tour of Flanders can be a tactical race. It's hard, of course, and the climbs and cobbles can be daunting for even the strongest riders. Sometimes patience and defensive riding can keep a rider in contention until very late on, but when it comes down to it, an attack has to be made. A team having strength in numbers can sometimes be more of a curse than a blessing, as Etics Quickstep have found out to their cost several times. We'll let Tom Boonen have the final word for now. Whether he has the final word on Sunday, we'll have to wait and see.
When I turned pro, it was really the only style acceptable was to wait. Wait. Then I tried to change it a little bit, and now it's waiting again. Everybody's waiting again, because they're all afraid of each other. They're so afraid to do one thing too much that they're getting dropped in the final. I think some people prefer to lose the race and not to attack than to attack and get dropped. And I don't like it.
If you want to learn more about the Tour of Flanders or any of the Flemish races, why not sign up as a friend of the podcast, which costs £10, and for that you'll get 11 special episodes released throughout the course of the year. The most recent of those, which is available now, is called Flanders Fever.